Before we start the next Mishnah, we have one Tosfos which we have yet to not learn. Iboilei liskuyei beidach gisa. The Gemara says that if you have two pares, one was Rebutze, and one was a Malaches, so if the Malaches was Huzak in the Rebutze, so the Bala Rebutze is Potter, because we say, Iboilo liskuyei beidach gisa shalai tehinizik. That means, Kiu da azik anafshe. So who told the malachis to walk over, to walk over the revutz and get kinesic, walk on the other line. Vim taima. So Tosfos asks, Vafilu lahazik Israel reshus lizguye alo. The behemoth has reshus to walk over the revutza. Yeshleima will explain the kasha soon. Yeshleima mishum v'havi regel b'shus harabim v'abiyot nami loy mechayiv mishum d'chola mishane v'acher v'shina boy potter. So the Torah Shmuel brings down from the Bircha Shmuel, from Rabbah Ber, that Rabbah Ber explains Tosfos, the Gemara says, Klor, that Nehed Islach Rishus Lizkuye Yolai. The Malaches has Rishus to walk over the Rebutze. Now we have to appreciate what this means. You have here a Pore Malaches that's 500 pounds, and it's walking over the Rebutze, and that, no one makes bat an eyelash over that. This lach reshus, but the kick does nicht. But according to walk over, you're allowed to. So lachayre, when the malachis walks over the revutze, it could very easily be mazik the revutze also. In that, the gemara, afilu, I hold you're not allowed to kick, but walk over, you're allowed to. So Tosfos understood in the kashe, what takipshat? Why is Islach Rishus Lizguyelai? Because a behemoth has a Rishus to walk a Rishus Arab. We had mentioned last week, there's a Gemara further, Daf Mem Chesam at base. If one is Berishus and one is Shalai Berishus, Safilu Hiziku Zeh, Koshkein Husku Zeh, the Shalai Berishus has to pay. Iziku shalei bekavones pata, and husku you have to pay. So the din is a shalei b'shus has to pay the b'shus by husku. Tosfos, if the paro has Tosfos understood islach reshuso lisguye alai. So Tosfos understood reshuso means a behemoth has reshus to walk. In the way I walk over you. That's what Tosfos understood. So we have here that there was a pgisha with a reshus and a shalai b'rshus. So the halacha is, if the reshus was mazik the shalai b'rshus, the reshus is potter. If the reshus got genizik, the shalai b'rshus is chayiv. So for Tosfos, why do you have to go on the other side? Why is uska potter? If the din is, he has reshus to walk, or the malach has his reshus to walk over the revutze, I'm a reshus, I can walk, you're there. Escape me going the stone. So memele, so you have reshus to be mazik, then the din should be huzak, that the revutzi should have to pay. That pshat and tois miskashe. Vafilu lahazik isla reshus lizguye yalo. So this is a reshus, and by a reshus and a shalai b'shus, huzka the shalai b'shus has to pay. That was tois miskashe. So tois says no. The behemoth does not have reshus to go over. If you see a revutze, you're supposed to go around. That why it's potter, it's potter, it's regular, it's potter, reshus harab. That's why, but not that, the, this is also mishun. This is not reshus. If there's a behemoth that's rovot pshus rabim, you don't have rishus to walk straight. And no, the ptur is al frego pshus rabim, but it's not a rishus. So therefore, that's why huska is chayiv. That's how Rabbi Ber says pshat. Now let us start the next mishnah. Shnayim shayim ahalchem pshus rabim. Case number one: two people were walking in rishus rabim. Case number two: echad rotz ve'echad mahalach. Or one was running and one was walking. Hoy shahayu shneim rotzim. Or both of them were running. Vehisku ze'ezer shneim pturim. So both are potter. In all these three cases, the potter. Let us just see the bottom tesvis. Shnaim shoyim ma'alchim, biziku ze'ese pturim. So tesvis says, shekol echot goram la'atzmoi chavolezu. V'loi hiziku mamish b'miskaven, elekloimo husku ze'boze. Kedamrinem ba'pore shneim b'shus. Shneim shaloi b'shus, hiziku ze'ese chayovim. Husku zebizepturim. So Lechayre Toisvis is saying that that was the Nemes and Rashi that Mamchesem at Bay says Klo, what Toisvis says. He Ziku is Chayiv, Afilu Shloibim is Kaben, Shneim Beshus, he Ziku is Chayiv. Husku is Potter. So Lechayre Toisvis is saying that that what it says is, and Rashi that Mamchesem at Bay says that what our Mishnah says, Hiziku is lavdavke, means husku zeboze, means I have rishus to go, you have rishus to go, I bumped into you, you bumped into me, so each one was mazik himself. But since you have rishus, so it's husku zeboze es poto. So that is what Taishvah seems to be saying over here. But that, there's one word in Taishvah that is difficult to understand. The Rishash asks this. V'loi hiziku mamish b'miskaven. The afilu shaloi b'miskaven, hiziku is chayiv. So the Rishash wants to be meichik this word b'miskaven. Because the din is, hiziku says afilu shaloi b'miskaven yechayiv. Shneim b'rshus. The shneim b'rshus, afkuhusku zebo ze is potter. Okay, so we have, b'kitzel, we have a Mishnah, three cases, two people were walking, one was running, one was walking, both were running, and they bumped into each other, and each one got genizik through bumping in into the other, shneim pturim. Zakti gemare masnisen deloy ki isi ben Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like isi ben Yehuda. The sani ulentin abaraisi, isi ben Yehuda imel, rotz chayiv, if a person is running in rishus harabit, and someone bumps into the rotz, so the rotz is chayiv, neshu mishune. You don't have a right to run into Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is not a place to run. So memele, so if someone bumped into a rotz, the rotz has to pay. Because the rotz is shaloi b'shus, and the walker is b'shus. So memele, so Issa ben Yehuda holds that the rotz is chayiv. In our Mishnah says, Echad Rotz ve'echad Mahalach, Shneim Pturim. So Memela, the Mishnah is not going according to Issi ben Yehuda. Umayde Issi be'erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes, Upotam Nesha Rotz Pashus. Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes, we'll see later, then he has Rishus to run. So then the Upotam. Right? So the Mishnah is not like Issi ben Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki isi ben Yehuda. We pass like isi ben Yehuda, that a person does not have a right, rishus, to run in the rishus harab. Like the Gemara, mi Omar Rabbi Yochanan, hochi, we pass like isi ben Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki stam mishneh, usnan echot rotz, ve echot mahalach, esho yishneim rotzim pturim. So we have a stam mishnah echad rotz vechem halach is potter. According to Issa ben Yehuda, he's chayim, because he's shaloi b'shus. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, masnisin berev Shabbos vein hashmoshes. The Mishnah is speaking about Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes. Mimai, how do you know the Mishnah is speaking about Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes? Midiktoni Oisho Yushneim Rotzim Pturim. It says both were running. That's named Shalei Pashus. Hasul Amali. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us Shneim Rotzim Apotah? Hashta echad rotz ve'echad mahalach pata, that there was a rishus and a shaloi bushus, and there was a rotz and a mahalach that the rotz is pata. Shneim rotz and me boys, I feel it, rotz and shaloi bushus will also be pata. So the last bov of the Mishnah is miyuta. Elohochi kama, echad rotz ve'echad mahalach pata. Bamed vam amurim berev Shabbos bein Hashmoshes, avul b'chol echad rotz v'echad mahalach chayiv. Shneim rotzim afilu b'chol pturim. But if it's shneim rotzim, so tak according to this Yehuda, it's shneim shaloi b'shus. Shneim shaloi b'shus is husko zebo ze is potter. Period. So memele, so Rabbi Yechanan was medayik from the last bove. That our Mishneh echad rotz v'echad mahalach is speaking about Erev Shabbos bein Hashmoshes, and memele then afilu according to Issei ben Yehuda one has reshus to run. Amama umoide Issei be'erev Shabbos bein Hashmoshes shehu poter mivnei sherotz b'reshus. So the Gemara is asked Berev Shabbos, my Bershus Ike, what is the Rishus Erev Shabbos to run? The Rabbi Chanine, the Omar Rabbi Chanine, Boyu Veneitze Likras Kalo Malkiso. Boomri lo Likras Shabbos Kalo Malkiso. Rabbi Yanai Misatef Vekoi V'Omar Boi Kalo Boi Kalo. Now, the Gemara is Sisrei Teire. We'll soon see the Taka Sisrei Teire. But let us just understand the Gemara asked Akasha, Mai Bershus Ika, why does a person have Rishus to run Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes? So the shaila is, how does this fa'emfa the kasha? So let us see Rashi. Boye v'neitze ka'odom ha'mekabel p'nei melech. That's what Rashi says. So this also doesn't help us too much. But the erzarua, and on the side of the Frankel Gemara, he brings down the Erzeruah. The Erzeruah, Rashi said a few more words. He brings down from Rashi a few more words. The Erzeruah says, Ka'odam amekabel pnei melech, kein tzorech odam lorutz ulesaken kol tzorche Shabbos. Al koponim, from Rab Chanina we see, just like he said, Neitzei likras kalo, ka'odam ha-mekabu p'nei melech, kein tzorich odam lorot l'sakin kol tzorche Shabbos. Now we also have to understand, so what's the kein tzorich, but al kaponim, Rashi says something. So dachsich mir pshat in Rashi is as follows. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perik Yotes says, V'tzivonu v'chibadetoy. When the Rabbi Yisrael spoke about Shabbos, there's an inyan of kvoit Shabbos. V'zol mechabed zayin the Shabbos. V'kiven shekvoidoy mitzvah. Since the covet of Shabbos is a mitzvah, hinei min minei hakovoy rabimei. There are different oifanim how to be mechabed. There's a mitzvah to be mechabed Shabbos. And there are different oifanim how to be mechabed Shabbos. Ach haklalu. But if a person wants to know what is nichnas in kovet Shabbos, Shekol Maise, every Maise, Sheboy Nire, Chashivis L'Shabbos, every Maise that we will do, which will show that Shabbos is Choshuv, Tzrichim Onu L'Asayisai. That is the mitzvah of a Chibadetai. That any Maise which shows the Chashivis of Shabbos, we have to do to show that we're Mechabed the Shabbos. He brings a few rayas. One raya he brings from a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Tav Kuf Yutes. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos Tav Kuf Yutes as follows. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Mechatev Va'ayel Mechatev Menofik. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok used Erev Shabbos used to run out and bring in Peklach and go in and go out. He used to bring in Peklach from the outside into the house. Oma, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok said, Ilu Mekalin Li Rav Ami V'Rav Asi. If Rav Ami and Rav Asi would come to visit me, Mi Loi Mechatfino Kamai, wouldn't I take in their Peklach? So Mamela, that's who used to schlep in the Peklach. So Rashi says as follows, Be'erev Shabbos, Yoitzei V'nichnas. He used to go in and out Erev Shabbos, Lohavi Tomit Masois, used to bring in Peklach. What was in the Peklach? Kli Tashmish. So we have to understand, their kitchens did not have cabinets. You had the Shabbos, you had the Shabbos dishes, the Pesach dishes, everything was in, they didn't have, they had a 2x4, the whole kitchen was a 2x4. So Mistoma the Kli Tashmish was a chveis and a shet. Now he didn't have place in the kitchen. So they brought in the Kli Tashmish, who big day, choyfish, the begodim, the Shabbos, the begodim. You also had to bring it in from the shed, Mistoma. Who begodim, and he brought in the geshmake food. Ka'odom shemekabel es raboi bebeisoi. Like a person who would be mekabel raboi bebeisoi, umar eloi. He's showing him, shuhu choshev olo. He, when the Rebbe comes, he goes and brings in the peklach to show that it's a gewaltig chashivis that you hear, I'm preparing for you. V'chorad lichvoidoi litroyach ulaharbeis b'shvili. So that is called Kovid Shabbos. I'm doing pu'ules to show that the Shabbos is choshev by me. Fine. There's a sefulnu in Parshas Chayesore. The sefulnu says, by Rivke v'temayr. The posik is madgish v'temayr v'tahar kado. Zot is sefulnu ki hameirus ba'avoides hameshores. If hameshores does something quickly, Yoire al heyois hanevad nechshav etzloi. That shows how choshev you are. I'm doing everything quickly. Not it has to be done. I'm doing everything quickly to show how choshev you are. So now Daksamir will understand poshev pshat in the Gemara. Boye v'neitze ka'odam hamekabul p'nei melech. That means like this. If we would look with the naked eye, Shabbos is when we look at the calendar, Shabbos. Boyu v'neitze, ke'odam ha-mekab, they went out, that's close, they went out ke'odam ha-mekabal p'nei melech. Now even though to the naked eye, we don't see the melech coming, we don't see that, but the al-kaponim, the anhoge of Kabbalah's Pnei Melech is Mechai. That's great Shabbos. The Melech is coming. I see him. I don't see him. But al-kaponim, there's an Indian of Kovet Shabbos to be Mekabal Pnei Melech. To be Mekabal the Pnei Melech. So you have to do a pu'ula to show that you're Mechabal the Melech. Zok Rashi in Zoktar Zeruah. Kein tzorich adam loroitz ulesaken kol tzorchei Shabbos. So you have to run to be misaken kol tzorchei Shabbos. Because the whole union of Kabbalah's Pnei Melech, that's kvoit Shabbos that shows the chshivis of Shabbos. So Memele, you have to, so by running, you also saw the Shalach Shivas. So Memele, that's why you have to run. L'sak in Shalach Shabbos. It has to be done with Aritze. Now, let us continue. The Zerua speaks further. He brings down Rashi. Rashi said, Adam, Tzorich Adam Loroitz, Ulesakin Kol Tzorich Shabbos. You have to be Mesakin Tzorich Shabbos running. Because running shows the Cheshivas. You have to run to be Mesakin Tzorich Shabbos. Fine. V'yesh, Zukta El Zerua. V'yesh li lilmoid mitboro. So now he learned from Rashi. The lav davke bein hashmoshes. If Rashi says you have to run l'saken tzorchei Shabbos, please, bein hashmoshes, you'll start running l'saken tzorchei Shabbos. I got news for you. I'm in Nachmon and it's long. Now's not the time to be l'saken tzorchei Shabbos. L'saken kol tzorchei Shabbos, Rashi says. L'oretz l'saken kol tzorchei Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Bein hashmoshes, start running l'saken kol tzorchei Shabbos. So from Rashi, the Ezerua says, Yeshli lilmoid midvor of the lav davke bein hashmoshes, lav davke bein hashmoshes, elo misho shemaschilen lesaken kol tzorche Shabbos, when you start being mimesaken kol tzorche Shabbos, lefois ulevashel velitzlois, when you start baking, you start cooking, you start roasting, heavy rots b'shus. That's called rots b'shus, because you have to be rots l'sak in tzorchei Shabbos. The hainu mechatzois hayoyim. Amar v'kizach. From chatzois ulemailo. Shemaschil hayoyim laharif. Heavy rots b'shus. This is the Ezerot. So he says, ben hashmoshes is lav davke. From chatzois. So I had a shtikel ha'ore on the Ezerot. If we're talking about this man to be Misakin Tzorchei Shabbos, the tool says in Simen Reish Nun, V'yashkim ba'boiker b'yoyim vov, you have to wake up early in the morning, lohochin Tzorchei Shabbos. D'chsiv v'hoyo b'yoyim ha'shishi v'echinu. So the Beit Yosef brings down the Shabbos le'eleket, ein v'hoyo elo miyad. V'hoya b'yoyim ha'shishi v'echino. So the two nefesh shulchan aruch paskins, that one should be meichin tzorchei Shabbos right in the morning. So, Shikalor, I don't know where there's a ruah got that this man of achon Shabbos is from chatzais ve'ilach. There's a mitzvah v'echino se'shay yivir. Fine. That's one thing. But now, I wanted to say perhaps another pshat. And I was, there's a Matei Ephraim, we'll come back to the Makir, which is Negei Alonu, the Matei Ephraim in Hilchis Sukkah, when he speaks about Erev Sukkis, he says as follows, Af al pi sha'osak kol ha'yoyim b'tikon ha'sukkah, La'atra ulehana oiso. A person was busy the whole day to beautify the sukkah. So finish. A whole day he's working. Afal pike. Koidem sheyelech lebeis haknesses. Before he goes to shul, yeshloi leilech lesech hasukkah. Nachal. Go into the sukkah. V'ya'ayin bo. He should inspect it. Ula yimtze bo oid mu'uvis sheyuchel esaken. Maybe there's something, there's one decoration that's not, you should fix it. Kedei sheyeya kel betachlis hashleimus. As I said, a psak from the Matei Ephraim, halachim. In Elef Lamate, where did he get this halachim? He got this halachim from the Shiboyle Aleket in Simen Reishnul. The Shiboyle Aleket brings down a Medrash Tanchume. Omar Rab Zeire, Av Alpi Shemoitzi Odom Erev Shabbos Mishachis, even though we just mentioned before the Shiboyle Aleket says you have to be In the morning, you have to prepare already Tzolchei Shabbos. Mitzvah sheyosef bein hashmoshes. There's a mitzvah to yosef. You're preparing in the morning, wake up early, you prepare. Bein hashmoshes, there's a mitzvah to be yosef. Shenema v'hoya mishneh. You should repeat ta'achone erev bein hashmoshes. So al koponim, there's an inyan of finishing touches that should be done bein hashmoshes to make sure that everything is mesudadik. So dach sechmir, according to the Sheboile Aleket and according to the Matei Ephraim, the Dawudah says mitzvah lorutz bein hashmoshes means even bein hashmoshes. That means this too. That what Rashi says, Torich Adam Loretz Ulasakin Kol Tzolchei Shabbos. So that's from Chatzos or Lachay could be from the morning already. In Torich Loretz Ulasakin, the Ritza is that's the covet of Shabbos. To run, to show the chshivas, you have to show the chshivas of Shabbos. Not, it's not for practical, but it's a covet ikizah. You have to show the chshivas of Shabbos by you. But not only when you're misakin tzorichei Shabbos, but bein hashmoshes, there's an inyan, you have to go and see if everything is perfect, if everything, there's still something that can't be done and should be done. There's also a mitzvah lorot. So it could be, according to this Shibayle Aleket, that the Ezra said the Benish Moshe is loved after because he's a fellow Benish Moshe. There's Vahoya Mishneh. There's a new Chiyuv Asiyah Benish Moshe to check over, and this also should be done Beritze to show the Cheshivas of what you're doing. You want to make sure that everything is perfect. Boye v'neitze. Now what is the taich? Boye v'neitze. Let us go out to be mekabel the Shabbos. So the Eitz Yosef and the Ein Yaakov says, Loi namtin. We will not wait at shehi tovoi me'ele, when she comes. And when she comes with the Shabbos, comes already. Shalom aleichem. No. Va'oz nekabel oiso, elo Boyu v'nagdim michoil al hakodesh. That's what Neitze. Let us go out. Let us be moisif michoil al hakodesh. Shemaisif in michoil al hakodesh. That's the v'neitze. Let us go out. Now let's wait to Shabbos. Shabbos. No. Boyu v'neitze means that we should, that we should go out and be meisiv, we kabel Shabbos mibohijoy. Now, the Ben Yayoda brings down from Darizal. Darizal brought a raya from our Gemara. He learned different shat than we've mentioned from Rashi and the Erzurua. Boyei v'neitze. What is the taich? Boyei v'neitze. Shohoyu b'soy chayir. They were in the city. V'hoyu mischabrim, they got together. Neitze, boyu v'neitze. Rav Chanina said, "Who said boyu v'neitze?" He said to the people, "V'hoyu mischabrim lotzeis l'sode likras haShabbos oirech nichbod." That's what Arizal says. That they went out, they left the cities, they went to the fields. Zokta Arizal, this is the last of the Arizal, v'kivin sheyitziyosai min ha'ir letachlis mitzvah, they left the city, that was a mitzvah, to be mekabel Shabbos, mishim hochi potor imrot toicheshu saram. That's why you're potor. So the Ben Yayoda says, now where did Arizal see this? It's a mitzvah. So he says, because Chazal tell us, la'olam yoretz adam ledvar mitzvah. We see from Rab Chanina there's a mitzvah to go out of the city. It's got a moiridike zach. We're living in hard times, and we're trying to learn the Gemara in hard times. By us, we'll clear a shayla that you're running in the Rishus Arabim, so they're running in the Rishus Arabim, it's Rishus. Bismanayim, they didn't have stores in the Rishus Arabim. All the stores and all the geschäften were in the Mavui. That was, the Rishus Arabim was the place where you left the city. He went from one city to another. That was the Rishus Arabim. So, Vakert Ariza learned Pshat. Why did they go in the Rishus Arabim? They went in the Rishus Arabim, they're leaving the cities, and they're going into the Sode to be Mekabel the Shabbos. And Memele, since this is a mitzvah, this is a mitzvah lot. And Boye Benetzei, so the Ben Yodah says, what, Hoyedalke Lekabetz Imoi Bnei Odom, Derech Iluchoi, Kedei Lezakeis Esacherim, Kedei Sheye Imoi Asor. There should be 10 people to go and be Mekabel the Shabbos. Amir Adikizach, we, at Rab Chanina, they called 10 people, let's go, maybe we have here, kein Ore, Bob Bells, thousands of Yidden, and he took 10 people to be Mekabel, to go, let's go and be Mekabel Shabbos, they have a minyan. Now, we have over here, Meredikul Shainis, Kala Malkiso, Shabbos Kala Malkiso, Rabbiane said, Boyi Kala, Boyi Kala. So we're speaking about a Kala, we're speaking about a Malke. The Kala is Shabbos. Now, whose Kala is the Shabbos? We're speaking about a Kala. The Shabbos is a Malke. Whose Malke is she? So I found a Machloikis. I think there's a Machloikis. The Marsha by us in Chedushi HaGodes, the Goyin in Biurei HaGro and HaGodes, they say as follows. They say that Shabbos is Bas Zugoy of Klal Yisrael. There's a Medrash, and the Goyin explains the Medrash a little better. The Medrash says each day has a Ben Zug, and Shabbos doesn't have a Ben Zug. So the Shabbos came to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo told the Shabbos, Knesset Shishol be Ben Zug. So what does this mean? So in the Biurei Agro, I saw it means as follows. The Yom HaRishin of the Sheishishim HaBereshis, and the Yom HaRevi, there was a Bria of Oyer. So Sunday and Wednesday, they were Oisik and Oyer. Monday and Thursday, there was a Bria of Mayim. Mistame and Thursday is Yishitzu HaMayim. That also was called a Bria of Mayim. So the Mayim was Shairitz, so that was a Bria of Mayim. So Monday and Thursday was the Bria of Mayim. Tuesday and Friday was Eretz, Toitzei Eretz. Shabbos did not have a Ben Zug. So the Shabbos came to the Rabbeinu Shalom at the time. Everyone has a Ben Zug. I don't have a Ben Zug. The Rabbeinu Shalom said Knesset Yisrael will be a Ben Zug. So the Marsha and the Goy. So Klal Yisrael is the Chosn. And the Shabbos is the Kala. And if Klal Yisrael, or Kol Yisrael B'nei Melochim, so the Shabbos is a Malke. Anashis Melech is a Malke. So that is the shame Kala and the shame Malke. That's how the Marsha says Pshat. The Maral, and from the Shloah it would seem, and from the Maganisa Tove, it would seem a bissel anders. The Melech is Kavyochel, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, the Malke is the Shabbos, and that's the Kala, and that's the Malke. and just to say words perhaps which are much beyond our comprehension, the Maharal says, Shehinich, we'll speak about this soon, Shehinich Neses Lechupe Im HaMelech, V'chein HaShabbos Mischaber Al Hashem Yisborach Shu Melech Malchei Hamlochim. The Shabbos is Mischaber to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In Dar Sechmir, I don't know the title of the whole Kegavna, but in Kegavna we say, V'is'atras Bekama Itrin Legabe Malko Kadisha. The Shabbos crowns itself with many crowns for the Melech, Legabe Malko Kadisha. Bashloa Kodesh says, Nikreis Malko B'yichud Im HaMelech Elye. The Maganisa Tove says, this is the Chofetz Chaim Beizan, the Maganisa Tove, after Avos Chesed, Ba'achilas Shabbos Yismach Mo'oid She'oichel Al Shulchan Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is eating together and Al Shulchan Shel Melech Malchi Amlochim. Taras HaKadosh, he brings down HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochol Ma'ashiryen Delei Boim Lebeisoi Shel Kol Yisrael Ischaber Imoi B'Tzavse Chode Kavyochol. So that's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with the Shabbos, or through the Shabbos, comes to every Yid. And that's the Sude Shabbos. The Goyin and the Shloh say Amoyre D'Kezach. There's Kedushin, there's Nesuin, and there's Yichud. The Goyin and the Shloh, that are the Goyin says of Samoyre D'Kezach. By Shabbos, there's three tefillahs. Ata kidashto, yismach Moshe, ata echot. By Yom Tov, the same nusach. Ma'ariv, shachris, minche, same nusach, ata b'chaltono. Zipte goyin in the shlo. Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos is a bechine of an arusa. And that's why she's called a kala. A kala is after eres and before nisuin. So then we say ato kidashto. By ma'ariv it's a bechina of kala. When it comes shachris, it's a bechina of chupe, nisuin. That's malko. Malko is Shabbos by shachris. Therefore we say yismach Moshe b'matas chelkoi. Klil tiferes nosatoloi klil is a loshon of a chupe. Vohu kechosen yoitze mechepose yosis kegibor. There's a besondere simcha of the chosen by the chuppe. And that's yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. By minche, that is the yichud, ato echod v'shimcha echod mikamcha yisro gay echod boretz. Al koponim, these are the three zmanim of the Shabbos. As the Shabbos progresses, the matzav becomes greater and greater. Gavuchet the Shloah Kodesh says, he says pshat na gemara, just a little different pshat na gemara the Shloah Kodesh, Masech the Shabbos. He says like this. Kol melachis she'oise l'Shabbos. All melachis that one does for Shabbos, tzorech la'soison bezrizes u'bemerutze. You have to do it bezrizes u'bemerutze. That's number one. V'chein tzorech lifroish bemerutze u'bezrizes memelachis kishemegiyah zman teis v'Shabbos. When it becomes teis v'Shabbos, you stop bezrizes bemerutze. So he says, the first he says, boye venetze likras kalo malkiso, v'omro likras shabos kalo malkiso. So he says, boye venetze likras kalo malkiso, not the way Rashi says, not the way the Yisrua said. Horishen medabe minyan horitze litvoyach tevach vahochen,
לצורך שבת. ואומר שצורך לוצץ נגד הקלה והמלכה. We have to go to prepare the Suda, we have to prepare the Suda for the Kala and the Malka. Nikreis Kala be'eshe miskadeshes, ve'achekach nikreis Malka be'yichud im ha-melech el-yoin, and that's the chuper ready. And he says, after gidashta k'neged ha-kedushin yismach moishe simchas ha-chosem be'kala, and he says, therefore, as follows, be'erev Shabbos tzorich lehochin Sudois lekovet ha-layla. Bahayim liyes mechanim koidem koidem hakala yamalkul sudosa. He says when you have a kala, you don't tell the kala to come, and now they oh Baruch Hashem, now we'll start preparing the chasen. It doesn't work like that. The suda has to be prepared. So boy veneitze likras kala malkis means we're preparing the two sudas, the sudas alvis and the sudas shachis. And the boy of an eitzi with ritzel, that's how the preparation has to be. So that's the preparation of the two sudas. Neitzei b'merutze lohochin sudas eresin, which is erev Shabbos, and sudas nisuin, that's sudas shachris. That's boy of an eitzi. And that was Rab Chanina, and he went, not the way Rashi says, lekabel, no, to run to prepare. When Tois v'Shabbos came, they stopped abruptly. V'zel likras Shabbos kala malkisa. Shabbos was the shvisa. They stopped. When the soon came Tois v'Shabbos, they stopped. Ubeboy eish. So that was that. Ubeboy eish shetova yakale. Mesirim habgodim shebishel behem. Umisatvim bilvush yekore lekabel akala bepeer vizeu kevoido vizeu misatev vaoma boyi kala. Zevach nosu shabbos akala bolesude. That means the first two things were the preparations for the sude. And then the boyi kala was, he put on big day shabbos, that when the kala comes to the sude, which was already prepared, before he's wearing big day pe'er, which this is a covet of Shabbos. Now let us go further. Amavakeya b'rshut. Let's see the Bach. The Bach has a different girsa, and it seems the Gemara had the girsa of the Bach. Agavuche. Before we go further, Ben Chananel says, Rab Chanina, Tahave merakid va'ozel. Merdik ezach. Chassidish Rabbeinu Chananel. He was dancing, and he went out for to be a boy. Boy, even eight elikras kala malkus. He didn't learn mistama like the others. Was speaking about b'shas tachon of Shabbos. That was the Kabbalah Shabbos. He went to the others dance by the kaisel. Others chassidim dance hakapodim. There's a makir to dance. Tava merakid va'ozel boy even eight elikras kala. Okay. Amavakeya, not see the Bach. Amavakeya b'shus ha-yochid v'hizik b'shus ha-ram. A person is chopping wood in b'shus ha-yochid v'hizik b'shus ha-ram. B'shus ha-ram v'hizik b'shus ha-yochid. Or b'shus ha-yochid v'hizik b'shus ha-yochid acher chayiv. Three cases. Zot Rashi, Amavakeya eitzim v'hizik b'shus ha-yochid shalacherim. He was in b'shus ha-ram. Was mas b'shus yochid shalachem, b'shus hayochid shaloi, v'zik b'shus hayochid acher shalachem. All these three cases are chayiv. Utzriche. So the Gemara says we need all these three cases. Diton amavakeh b'shus hayochid, v'hizik b'shus harabim. So then I'd say he's responsible mishum d'shrichi rabim. You're chopping wood near the b'shus harabim. There's a lot of people walking in the b'shus harabim, so it's very olol. To be mazik, so there it's called your apesheya. Avo mishus harabim l'shus hayochid l'shrichi rabim. But he's chopping a rishus harabim, and it jumped into rishus hayochid. I would think there you're potter because it's l'shrichi rabim. So I would think that you're not chayiv of a hezekah. This is called loynis. Eimaloi v'itonem mishus harabim l'shus hayochid mishum demikore shloi b'shus of it. because he has no right bechlal to chop in Rishus HaRabim. So it could be, so that's why he's mechuyif to pay for the hezek. He had no right to chop wood. It's not a place to chop wood. So that is why you chayiv if you were mazik. Avo mishus hayochel Rishus HaRabim de bishus ovid eim aloi. Beiton ahanach tarti. And if we say these two cases, ha mishum de shrichi rabim, that's why he's chayiv mishus hayochel Rishus HaRabim, ha mishum de shloi bishus. Avo mishus hayochel Rishus HaYochid acher, the loy shrichi rabim, umikore bishus eim aloi. I would think in such a case, your potter, tzrich. So that's why we need all three cases. What does Rashi say? The shchichei rabim bahavalei leyuni. You should be careful. There's a lot of people walking there. He has to be more cautious when he chops wood. The shchichei rabim b'mokim anezek. Zog to Gemara weiter. Tana rabon. Hanichnas lechanusoi shel nado. Person entered a chanus of a nago. He went into a carpenter's store. Shaloi bishus, without permission, he walks in. Venitze bikas v'tofchal pono v'meis. And the carpenter's busy chopping wood. When he comes in, so a piece of wood is hits him on the face, and he dies. Potter, he's potter from golus. V'im nichnas pershus, what is if he had permission to enter the chanus of the naga, chayiv. And then the naga was chopping away, and then he's chayiv. My chayiv. Omar Rav Yosi Bachanine chayiv bedalad dvorim. He's chayiv bedalad dvorim. Nezek, tzar, ripoy, and shepes. Upota migolus. And if he died, he's potter from golus. Lefi she'ein doime liyad. The posik gives us a marshal for the chi of golus that people came in a yard to chop wood. So only if it's similar to the case of a yard. Yar ze l'rshusay nichnas. This one goes into his rishus. I mean, the yard is a hefkedika place, so he goes to his area we want to chop. V'zeh l'rshusay nichnas. The other one is going into his area. In zeh, but in the case of the beraise, l'rshus chaveiray nichnas. He didn't go into his l'rshus, he went into the l'rshus chaveiray. And that is why the chaver is potter from golus. So Omar Rabbe, so Rabbe said, I don't understand. Kal v'chaima, this is a reason to potter from golus. Uma ya zeledate nichnas zeledate nichnas. It means each one went on his own will into a place in the yard. I had nothing to do with the second one. It's a hefkedika place. I'm going to my mokim. You're going to your mokim. Is so we say that if he was killed to the other one, we say ke'ilu, the other one gave him reshus to come into the yard, and he's responsible for his death. So I don't understand what's pshat in Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said that he's potter from golus since he's nichnas l'shus, because it's not doim l'yar. This is 20 times better than yar. Elo Omar Rove. So Rove said, my potter migolus, the Yeshua is mevaya, that Rove agrees 100% with what Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina says, but the terminology of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina bothered him very much. Not he's potter migolus. Leisagile begolus. Golus is not sufficient to give him a kapore. That means golus is machapa. That's if you're a shaygig. But if you're a shaygig, a korov lemezid, so then that you do not have the privilege of kapores golus. I know time at Rabbi Yosi Bachnim Shem Da'avalei shaygig korov lemezid.
He's a shaygik akorev lemeisit. And therefore, that is why not his pot, the Loshna potter would seem to be saying that potter means that he doesn't have to go to Golas. No, the word is not potter, it means Golas, he doesn't have the privilege of going. He doesn't have the privilege of going into Golas. Mosiv Rav. So Rav asked Akasha. We learned. Hoisef loy retzua achas umeis. We're talking about the Shliach Bezdin was giving someone Malkis, and he added on one more make with the retzua. Umeis. Areza goyle. He added on another make. He was supposed to get X amount, and he got one more. V'hocha de shoygik kov lemezitu. This person giving an extra, it's not the makis that the shliach bezin gave were not love pats. It was b'chol koichai, and there was a whole bunch of retzuas there. It was a very difficult einish. And he gave him an extra make, and he died, and he goes in Golas. The boy Asuke Adaita, he should have realized the Maisi Inish Bechodesh Ritzue. He could realize this one more Ritzue could bring about Misa. And he adds on a Ritzue. Oktoni Areze Goyle. Before we go further, I'd like to learn Rashi. Rashi says, "Apotem igolus chay v'dal advorim imloy meis elohuzik loyseloy nezik." It was brushus loyseloy nezik tzav ripi v'shevis avoloy peisheya. He is brushus to come in, and you're chopping away. Avol boishus loy dein echay v'al boishus ad shei yiskaven. V'reishet de sheloy brushus apotem idal advorim. He entered Shloi Bishus like a pshia. He was not pshia. I know you're going to walk in. You hear you barge in. I'm my store. I'm in the middle of chopping away. He gave him reshus. Oisiv loy shlich. Bezno mishe chayiv malkis. Retzua achas yoyser al masham duhu bezn, sheyuchal lekabel, hu meis goyla o yodai. So this amiridike Rashi. Rashi says, what's the hoisef loy? Al masham duhu bezn. Took the kaiva Yeshua, that means as follows. Before a person was able to get malchus, he went through a medical examination, a bezn, how much he can be sable. So let us say, for example, Bezdin says 18 makis he can be sable. Some do, he can get 18 makis. What does that mean? That means that more than 18 makis, it's a sakon already. That's the oimid. The oimid is more than that. He gives him another makis. So the Gemara says, this is a kov l'mezid. If the oimid was 18, he can take more than 18 already. There's no guarantee he'll live. That's Shalom Da'imah the best. So if the Kaiv Yeshua something very interesting. He says, what will be the din? The din is makis are given in sets of three. So he says, what happens if the doctors figured out this person can take 20 makis? 20 makis he can take. 21 he can't take. So you give him 18, because you don't give him, the makis are given in sets of three. So he says, what'll be the din if he gave him 19? He says, that's a different story. Then you wouldn't have this Gemara over here. The Gemara said he's Kovel Amazit. He's not Kovel Amazit. The doctor said 21 is a sakana from him. So he wants to say, that's why Rashi said, Pshat Hoisef Al Ha'oimet. The Oimet was 18 and he gave 19. And the doctor says, 19 already is not advisable. Who knows what'll happen if he'll get a 19th. That's Shatan Rashi. Yoisem Hashem Du Bezen Sheyochel LeKabel Umeis Goyla Yod. So the Gemara asked Akasha, this is a Shegi Kakov LeMezit. Yes, what is going to Golas? Omar Rav Simi Minardo the toy b'minyone.
He made a mistake. Not he wanted to give him an extra love pat. He made a mistake in counting. That's how it was said. She's a shaygik.
Tofach lei rove b'sandalei.
So rove did not like, if you say a krumet teretz, rove couldn't be sable it.
So rove either banged him with his sandal or on his sandal.
Omalei, what are you telling me? Otto, who money? The shliach bezen was the one that counted? Basanya, when they gave Malkus, Godel Sheba Dayonim Koire. It was three Dayonim. The Godel Sheba Dayonim said, Vehiflo Hashem es Makoisro.
Vahasheni Moine, and the second Dayil was counting. Vahashlishi Oimer Hiko, and the Shlishi gave directions, the Shlich Besen hit him.
So Mamela, so what do you say? The Shliach made a toys in the minion? He wasn't counting. He was following orders. So what are you saying? And it says, Hoysif.
Elo Omar Rav Simi Minardo, the Toe Daine Gufa.
That's the story. The Dayan made a mistake. And the Dayanim didn't happen. The Shliach says, he's busy hitting. So that's not called Korv Lemezid. So that's how you go in Golos. Now let's just see Rashi. Tofa chova la rafsimi besandalei de rafsimi. He called a sandalei. We're saying a kumeteretz. Lishnachini boat besandalei rafsimi. He kicked rafsimi. Otohu ashliach money. He's counts. Koirei vihitva Hashem es makoischo. Yeah. So just let me mention for 2 minutes. Akashe from the Ktois, and a Ha'ore from the Nesibis, and we'll remain with this, that there's a Taisvis, and a Rashi further in Merube, that say, if the Shliach is a Shoigig, who is unaware, you say, Yeshliach Udvaraveya. And that's speaking about a very interesting case, that Reuven goes over to Shimon. Shimon was very naive. He comes over to Shimon. He tells Shimon, he says, no, I want to make you a shomer to watch my sheep. Fine, no problem. Where's your sheep? He shows him this, you see this, this sheep, that one over there is my sheep, so please take it out and watch it. And Shimon takes out the sheep. He was very well unaware. This was Levi's sheep, and he didn't know about this. And he took it out, and then the sheep died outside, so Reuven is chayev. So the Reuven didn't do a thing, he just made Shimon a shliach. So Taisus asked Akasha ein shliach udvar avera. So let's not go into the lomdus of Taisus, but Taisus says if the shliach is unaware that he's doing an avera, he say yes shliach udvar avera. Taisus with a lomdus that you say yes, if the shliach is unaware, you say yes shliach udvar avera. The Muki Yosef is chaylik on Taisus. So the Ktois, I have a raya from the Muki Yosef in from our Gemara. The Shliach was unaware he's doing an avera. The guy made a Ktois, but he was unaware. So why does the Shliach go in Golos? He should say yes, Shliach advar avera, and he should not go in Golos. That's the Ktois's kasha. A raya to the Muki Yosef, not like Ktois. That's what the Ktois says. So Nesivis says as follows. Nesivis says, he says, the way the Ktzai says, I don't know, that's not the kasha to be asked. He says, the Shliach, Zichin goes in Golos. He killed him. That's no Shaila. At least say, yes, Shliach, Udvar Avera, the Shliach, he killed him. The Shaila is, let Bezdin also go in Golos. That's how the kasha should be asked. But not that the Shliach should not go in Golos. Al Kaponim, we have a Machlikis, the Ktzois and the Nesivis, if you say Yesh Shliach L'dvar Avera, would that take off the Chiyuv from the Shliach and put it only on the Mishalach? Or Yesh Shliach L'dvar Avera only means that the Mishalach could also be Chayiv, but the Shliach will Zichah be Chayiv. So we had mentioned when we learned Kedushin, and Daf Mem Beis Amet Beis, this is Amachloikis Rashi in the Tosfos Rit. The Gemara says, "Hashelech asa be'ira biyat pikeach, a pikeach chayev. I sent a fire to Biada Pikeach to burn someone's godish, the Pikeach is high. So the Gemara asked, let's say Shluch HaShalodim Kamoisoi. That's the Gemara's Kash. Let's say Shluch HaShalodim Kamoisoi. My answer is Ainshli Chedvavim, but let's go by the Kash. The Gemara and the Kash did not know this. Let us say Shluch HaShalodim Kamoisoi. Zogt Rashi, Neima Shluch HaShalodim Kamoisoi, V'yischayiv sholchai v'loi hasholiyach. That's what Rashi says. So Rashi is claw like the Tais. The Taisus Reed says, V'af al gav the shliach loi motzi le'iftur. You can't pater the shliach, even the hupikeya. He's a mazik, you can't pater him. Nafkemine di lekilish the lumiminei mifra mina mishalach. But al kaponim, if he can't pay, so let the mishalach pay. So the machlekes, the ktsais and the nesivis and shimem ches, it cotton ballad, is l'chayra machlekes, dashi in the tais, is reading, kedushin, dachman, bezum, and bezum.